SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vowing to hunt down Iran's remaining leaders one by one, Israel says it has killed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence chief. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow unrestricted shipping through a key waterway.
The president posted an Easter Sunday social media message filled with profanity, promising to hit Iranian power plants and bridges unless Iran reopens the Strait of Hormuz. His threat came just days after he said in a primetime speech that the U.S. doesn't rely on or need that waterway and that European nations should step up and control it. The president ended his social media post by saying, "Praise be to Allah." Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's the stuff of which action-adventure movies are made. The daring rescue by the U.S. of the two American aviators whose fighter jet had crashed in Iran. A Russian attack has killed several people in Odessa, Ukraine. 11 people hospitalized, including a pregnant woman and a couple of children. Ukraine is targeting Russia's oil infrastructure, employing a swarm of long-range drones. The update on NASA's lunar mission?
The far side of the moon is not so far now for the Artemis II astronauts. As they loop around it, they'll be about 4,000 miles, 6,500 kilometers above the lunar surface. This means they'll see the entire disk of the moon with a tiny Earth way off in the distance behind it. Their trajectory means the crew will also get to witness a solar eclipse that's just for them. As the sun slides behind the moon, they'll see its outer atmosphere glowing against the darkness of space.
The BBC's Rebecca Morell. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 49 points, on the Nasdaq trading 26 points higher. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Rhode Island federal judge has ruled the Trump administration's bid to protect women at federally funded homeless shelters is unlawful. Several nonprofits filed a lawsuit last year after HUD ruled that shelters which allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing areas cannot get taxpayer funds. In court filings, HUD argued the new criteria was an effort to ensure the availability of funding to protect our nation's most vulnerable individuals and families. This is SRN News. Tragedy involving a couple of first responders in Berks County, southeastern Pennsylvania.
The crash happened Saturday evening when their utility vehicle collided with a Toyota Camry on Route 222. Fire Chief Jeff Buck and Assistant Fire Chief Robert Schick Jr. were traveling north when the sedan reportedly swerved on the road. Walnut Town Fire Company Lieutenant Ryan Tyson.
They say that the firefighting community is a brotherhood. It really is. And the knowledge that the two of them had, they were both in our department since their teenage years. So there's a lot of things that we were able to learn from the two of them.
Police said the Camry's occupants fled, but were later arrested. Audio courtesy of WPVI. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A federal judge is blocking efforts by the Trump administration to collect data on the admissions policies of colleges and universities, looking at whether race plays a role in admissions. More details, SRNNews.com.